Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. His encyclopedic knowledge of the Beatles, maybe. Now, we probably won't talk.
Yes.
We probably won't talk about that. But the military espionage? I want to find out more. It's 7 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Strong thunderstorms across the area took St. John down some trees and power lines yesterday and last night. And in the Baltimore area, killed a 14-year-old girl. She was in a car that a tree fell onto. A 16-year-old and a 13-year-old were injured. There are also scattered traffic tie-ups down to, due to trees or lines down, and thousands lost power at some point during the storms last night. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has convened a grand jury to consider evidence and testimony in the Russia case.
Sources say the work by the grand jury here in Washington began a few weeks ago, picking up the pace toward a conclusion the White House insists will show the president did nothing wrong. Mr. Trump told the New York Times a couple weeks ago that if Mueller was looking into his finances outside of the Russia scope, that would be a red line, possibly prompting his dismissal on the president's orders. Bob Costantini, Washington.
The Secret Service has been forced to relocate in New York City.
A mobile office trailer appeared outside Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan. It's the new home of the Secret Service command post. Agents left their office space one floor below the president and the first lady's condo, high up inside the building. The Secret Service is involved in some sort of dispute over the cost with the Trump Organization, which the president still owns. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
A former Montgomery County elementary school teacher accused of sexually abusing students over a 16-year period is facing sentencing today.
John Vigna was convicted in June of 4 counts of sex abuse of a minor and 5 counts of third-degree sex offense. State's attorney John McCarthy says Vigna, who spent years teaching at Cloverly Elementary School in Silver Spring, was a popular instructor.
Look, this was a very trusted and beloved teacher. That's why children came to him.
Vigna could wind up spending the rest of his life in prison. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Some smoke in the building sent firefighters to the Montgomery County Council office building in Rockville yesterday afternoon, but there was no fire. They discovered that a slipping belt on a rooftop air conditioning unit was creating all that smoke. Vice President Mike Pence is coming to Virginia later this month to help raise money for Ed Gillespie in his bid for governor. A private event is set for August 19th in Richmond. Gillespie's facing Democrat Ralph Northam in November. Have you heard the talk that the NFL is taking a first look at changing some of the rules on marijuana use, specifically medical marijuana, for pain management? WMAL Redskins analyst and former Redskin Trevor Maddich says it's a baby step.
They're not necessarily going to do it. They're talking about reaching out to the NFLPA and starting the process anew to see what might be changed.
Maddich said on WMAL's Larry O'Connor show that medical marijuana would certainly be less harmful than highly addictive opioids to deal with pain. A Stafford County sheriff's deputy suffered an accidental drug overdose after arresting two people on drug charges. Deputies were sent to a school parking lot where they found two adults unconscious in a van, one with a syringe still stuck in his arm. And one deputy who searched the van for evidence later fell ill at the hospital where he'd gone to question one of the suspects. Doctors say the deputy was apparently exposed to the powerful opioid fentanyl. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,026, the Nasdaq at 6340. Sports, the Nats were idle. They're in Chicago to take on the Cubs this afternoon. The Orioles lose to the Tigers. WNBA, the Mystics are in San Antonio tonight. And the Cowboys beat the Cardinals in the NFL Hall of Fame game. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you that. I'm going to cut to the chase real quick on this.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
Yeah. It's fascinating and highly instructive.
Weekdays noon till 3.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounter's experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounter's 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a zero-res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
I'm Joe Hadid, and we want to make your home a cleaner and healthier place to live.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, couple things going on. First, if you're coming out of the Frederick area, it has been lighter than normal as you head through Urbana and Hyattstown. So not seeing any delays continuing through Clarksburg and Germantown, Gaithersburg. But up ahead, a multi-car crash in Rockville's jamming this trip south on 270 as you try to work toward the exit from Montrose Road. Most everything can find to the left shoulder, but it definitely will crowd that left lane trying to get these vehicles on the tow truck for sure. In the local lanes, now we're bunched up as well. Separate incident, 270 south near Falls Road. Local lanes had the crash along the right side. Now, for the top side of the Beltway, get a little relief there this morning between College Park and George Avenue. A little bit lighter than normal through that stretch. On the Virginia Beltway, outer loop crash at the toll road. That's been cleared. Still have some lingering delays off of the 270 spur to get you past River Road, but then you get better once you cross the Legion Bridge. And quick note, in Georgetown, still crews trying to move the vehicles involved in the crash. M Street eastbound. If you're heading east past Wisconsin Avenue and into town, we still have the eastbound lanes blocked, westbound open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Patchy fog and spots this morning. Most of us mainly clear. And we'll roll through the day with sunshine. Some afternoon clouds will billow up. Maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. No widespread rain. 90, 71 tonight. Maybe a stray shower, maybe a thunderstorm early. And there'll be a clear sky as we head on through the morning hours. Maybe some clouds around. And then sunshine, 82 in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Warrenton, 70 in La Plata, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Rex Tillerson gets the chance to deliver a message to North Korea in person. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
And good morning. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall this morning, we've got Del Wilber from the Wall Street Journal breaking the news about this grand jury being impaneled in the Trump investigation and Russia, whatever they're investigating. But in 8:35, we've got Grover Norquist talking about tax reform and also the Republican Party's fascination with vaping. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. My name's Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. Joining us right now is James Rosen from the Fox News Channel. He's the chief Washington correspondent. James, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
Great to be back with you, Mary, and welcome, Vince, to the program.
James, thank you very much.
I'm sure you're aware of the tradition that was followed by your predecessors strictly, whereby for each new guest that you interview on the program in your new capacity, you're responsible for buying them lunch at the Palm and cigars afterward.
That sounds like such a great idea. Hold me to that. We'll do chicken parmesan at the Palm. That sounds fantastic. Thank you.
That was a good move, by the way.
I'm here to help.
Yeah. James, let's talk about your piece of talking about Pentagon investigators with the finding security risks in a government program that recruits immigrants to join the military with the promise of a citizenship at the end of it. It's called the Military Accessions Vital to the National Interest, or MAVNI. Tell us basically what this program does.
So this was a program, MAVNI, that was created in the last weeks of the Bush-Cheney administration, but it was actually launched effectively by the Obama administration. And since 2009, some 10,000 individuals, foreign-born and immigrants, have joined the U.S. Armed Forces through this program, selected for their special skill sets in languages and technical skills and so forth that are deemed by the Pentagon to be useful and in short supply, and in exchange received expedited path to citizenship. And it's produced many success stories. It's helped us catch terrorists. The Army's 2012 Soldier of the Year was a MAVNI recruit from originally from Nepal. But in recent months, lawmakers have begun to develop profound concerns about the security associated with MAVNI. And what I was able to do was break for Fox News on a special report with Brett Baer earlier this week, which airs weeknights at 6 p.m., an exclusive story reporting that the Pentagon's Inspector General has spent 15 months investigating MAVNI, starting in May of 2016 and producing a classified report, still classified, in June of this year, which was evaluating the various services' compliance with the rules for security reviews and monitoring. And what lawmakers on three committees, including House Intel, Armed Services, and Homeland Security, told me was that there are now profound concerns about potential foreign infiltration of this program, that potentially some MAVNI recruits are now unaccounted for. And so it's a real problem, and I think you'll see it gaining greater congressional attention, too.
James, it seems, based on your reporting, that the concern of foreign infiltration is not one just of generalities, but of specifics. Do you have any sense that they are aware that espionage was going on within the ranks of the military, or are they being evasive enough that they're just saying it's a general concern right now?
Well, so keep in mind, again, that the report that the Pentagon Inspector General produced in June remains entirely classified. But, for example, Congressman Steve Russell, Republican of Oklahoma, a retired Army officer who sits on the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Military Personnel, told me that the lack of discipline in the implementation of this program, MAVNI, has created real problems elsewhere. That's as specific as he would say. But in a congressional markup by the House Armed Services Committee, in public session of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Bill, the annual spending bill for the military that was conducted in June, and you can find this and watch it on C-SPAN, Congressman Russell at that time was the first to sound the alarm, talking about how the military was close to suspending this program due to fears of foreign infiltration, and indeed, MAVNI is now suspended from accepting new applications.
I noticed in your piece, and you just mentioned it now, missing enrollees. Are these people who are still in the military? How do you lose members of the military?
It's unclear, but another lawmaker, in fact, the lawmaker that alerted me to all of this, told me that the Pentagon has not answered the following questions, even though the Pentagon has provided at least one classified briefing to lawmakers on this in the last month and a half. This lawmaker's questions consisted of, where are these people? Where are they serving? What do they know? And what are their numbers? So we really don't know if it's 2 people, 10 people, or what have you. And again, we want to emphasize that MAVNI has been a real success story in many respects. But what I'm told the problems are here have been that, for example, there was a backlog of vetting cases and people were being enrolled prior to the completion of their background checks. As well, the purpose of the program, which was to tap into specialized skill sets among foreign populations, has drifted somewhat, and that some MAVNI recruits being hired were simply being hired as cooks and drivers and mechanics and that sort of thing.
Well, this is especially important because, as you point out, you interviewed General Jack Keane, and he pointed out that ISIS is always looking for opportunities, among others, to migrate into places where they want to take advantage. And it seems that the U.S., if we're going to have a vulnerability, this is definitely one of them and absolutely deserving of attention. James, thank you at least for being on this story. I know Mary wants to ask you about another topic.
I just wanted to ask you about this grand jury that has been impaneled in this Russia probe. We keep hearing, Charles Krauthammer said it last night, this is an investigation in search of a crime, as opposed to investigating a specific crime. Do we have the right to know what the crime is that is being investigated by this grand jury?
No. Generally speaking, the details of investigations, including broad thematic subjects as well as details of who's being interviewed and so forth and what kind of evidence is being collected, generally that remains private in the lifespan of an investigation, unless you are a target of it, at which I believe as a legal matter at some point prosecutors are obligated to inform you that you are now a target of investigation. But when with respect to Dr. Krauthammer's observation that this is a scandal in search of a crime, he has a point in that Watergate, to which this is endlessly being compared, sometimes aptly and sometimes not, was like an old episode of Columbo, which always began with you being able to see a crime being committed, perhaps by hands of some unknown character. And then the rest of the drama consisted of finding out where authority for that crime resided, or culpability. But here, it's true that the only crime that's on the books, it would seem, would be the leaking of the information from the classified dossiers on Kislyak, Flynn, perhaps Jeff Sessions, and now, of course, these transcripts of the president's conversations with world leaders. But in terms of an actual collusion between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin, Krauthammer is quite correct that as yet no actual crime has been established.
All right, James Rosen, the chief Washington correspondent at the Fox News Channel and soon-to-be lunch diner at the Palm. Thank you very much
Can
for
I come?
Stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah.
This is a James and Vince thing, Mary?
No, Vince, I'm not coming unless Mary shows.
Oh, God, this conditions
to well played,
this?
Well played,
I'm losing
James,
a lot of money today. All right, thanks, James, very much for
well,
stopping
guys,
by.
See you at the Palm.
All right, it's 7:15 now on WMAL, which means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, you can come to lunch, too.
Well, I was going to say, and I can direct everyone there, you know, on the roads, on the rails. All right, here we go. On the Virginia Beltway, the crash outer loop before you get to the toll road. Remnants of it still on the right shoulder, so still a little bit of volume to get you by, but we've thinned out as you pass River Road toward the Legion Bridge, but still watch for that. 66, we have a little bit of volume as you approach and pass your Centerville exits. On the inner loop of the Beltway, looks great in Annandale. Rockville, that's where we're busy. First of all, for 270, though, if you're coming out of Frederick, heading past Hyattstown and into Germantown, that's wide open. It's been lighter than normal. If we didn't have the multi-car crash in Rockville, we'd be okay, but now dealing with this 270 south near Montrose Road and the main lines, the crowds to the left lane, and then the local lane, separate crash, is in a local lane southbound near Falls Road in the right lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll have sunshine and a few afternoon clouds. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a high near 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy early with increasing clouds overnight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. A low of 71. Tomorrow, some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon, high 82. And then on Sunday, plenty of sun. Highs in the mid-80s and lows in the low 70s. Right now in the nation's capital, it's 76 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
We were talking about, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? We were talking about how Brooklynites are not vaccinating their pets because they're afraid they're going to get autism.
One of my favorite stories all week.
Anyway, to add to the insanity of being a Brooklynite, you should probably know that your pets are contributing dramatically to global warming.
Ruining the environment, all of them.
At least that's according to UCLA. They say Fido and Fluffy are part of the problem, that they're producing about 64 million tons of carbon dioxide a year. You know that thing you breathe out? Well, that's poisonous. And your animals are creating it, too. UCLA researchers found that's the equivalent of driving 13.6 million cars for a year. The problem, they say, is in the meat-filled diets of cats and dogs, that they're eating too much meat and producing, as a result, way too much carbon dioxide, according to this geography professor at UCLA, Gregory Okin. So Okin, not happy with all these pets, saying all you're doing is contributing to global warming. So another moral conundrum if you live in Brooklyn. Not only are you failing to vaccinate your pets, but you're also contributing to global warming.
Now, to be fair to him, he said that he does note the social and emotional benefits of owning dogs and cats. And he says the study is intended to increase the awareness of the impact that these pets have on the nation's meat production industry and its environmental effects. So it's really because they eat meat. And that is what is causing this, because to produce meat, it is more expensive. You need more acreage. It's more water.
Yes, and it turns out all that meat breathes. well, before it dies.
It's also the cow farts. Remember? Remember the story about the methane in the cows? Right? It's also that as well. They say what we need is a transition to pets that eat less meat. So I'm guessing gerbils and goldfish is pretty much where we need to go.
Wasn't it like Ralph Nader who wanted to turn cow farts into renewable energy or something?
I'm sure it was some Californian. Something, I'm sure Jerry Brown's
something
one of
like
them.
That. Anyway, so they say this really struck me. 25-30% of the meat production in the United States goes to dogs and cats.
I believe it.
That's a lot of meat being consumed by our pets.
I have a neighbor that has two large dogs, and every single day, she goes to the butcher once a week, and every day, she either cooks a chicken for these dogs, or she cooks ground beef, like, from the butcher that you and I would eat. That's what she gives her dogs.
the animals are eating all of that.
Yeah, that's what they get. So we need to switch over. So no dog for your little girl. You have to tell her she needs to have a goldfish because they don't breathe and apparently do not emit methane.
But it is pretty funny. I just any circumstance. What's going to happen here is liberals will hear this and they'll begin having a vegan diet for their animals. But you know the one good thing that I like about California, well, one of several. I like a couple things about California. One of the things I love is that there are so many pet friendly stores. You can actually like walk your dog through the supermarket and nobody cares. Everybody's happy about it. That's like the one degree of freedom that I wish the rest of the country was much more on board with.
Yeah, the other problem they say is feeding pets also leads to about 5.1 million tons of feces every year. That's roughly equivalent to the total trash production of the state of Massachusetts. But those people, now the hipsters in Brooklyn can't really do it. They don't have a lot of space. But you can compost, see? And then you can make compost for your gardens, which you grow your vegetables in that you as a human eat, see?
Well, I'm glad.
It's the circle of life.
I'm really glad we got a feces reference in this morning.
And cow farts.
And cow farts.
It's a good Friday. It's time to go home. We're peaking. Let's end the show on a high note.
Meanwhile, we can't end there, Mary. We've got more news about dogs, which is that millennials are assessing how much space their dogs will have when they purchase homes.
Aww.
This is, yeah, it's a of concern. According to a new SunTrust poll, 1/3 of millennial homeowners say their decision to buy a home was affected by their desire for more space for their dog. Of millennials surveyed, 66% cited more living space, 36% cared about building equity, and about 25% wanted a home due to getting married. About 33% were focused on providing a better standard of living for their dogs. 1/3 of millennials are saying, I need a home that's good for my dog.
Do you realize that's almost the same as those who cared about building equity? Think about that just for a second. I don't know. I love animals. I'm a big fan, so I understand it.
Yeah. Well, or you could, you know, assess like what's good for your babies. Have some, everyone. They're awesome. 722 on WMAL.
Frank Prindle will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 for a guarantee you can trust. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Well, speaking of your home's equity, when was the last time you really looked at the floors in your home? How old is that carpet? Come on. And is that the original linoleum on your kitchen floor? Well, if you're looking for quality flooring at incredibly low prices, you need to call 50 Floor. One of their flooring experts will come to your home on your schedule. And they're going to help you find the perfect flooring to fit your lifestyle, especially if you have pets, your unique needs, and your budget. Couldn't be more convenient. They come to you. And installation, it's so easy. They move the furniture for you. And during the month of August, that installation is free. So whether it's carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, or tile, contact 50 Floor. Schedule an in-home consultation at 50floor.com today. And when you use promo code WMAL, you're going to get an additional $100 discount. So go to 50floor.com for complete details and licensure information. That's 50floor, 50floor.com.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 2.75% with an APR of 2.999% on a 10-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today. 800-700-8068 for a 10-year fixed mortgage of 2.75% with an APR of 2.999%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
Join best-selling humorist and author David Sedaris at Wolf Trap August 19th. Sedaris brings his storytelling to the stage, transforming tales of ordinary life into satirical vignettes and witty social commentaries. The evening also includes an entertaining Q&A and book signing. David Sedaris, live at Wolf Trap. Tickets on sale now at wolftrap.org or call 877-WOLF-TRAP. Wolf Trap. Summer has never sounded better.
All right, 7:25 now. WMAL and traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. I just followed Jamie Witten on Twitter. You should do the same. And here she is at the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, great. Thanks, Vince. And sure. here we go into Georgetown. You can now use M Street. And I'm not saying too much of a backup, so just so you're aware, M Street, we had the crash heading eastbound after Wisconsin Avenue. Police now let one lane get by there, so just a little extra patience through there. Wide open over the Key Bridge. No problems on Canal Road, so that was all checking out fine. Checking you out on the Virginia Beltway, still with remnants of the earlier crash, outer loop near the toll road. We're doing okay to get by. Just a little bit of that stop and go just to check out the activity. On 270, wide open until you head through Rockville due to the multi-car crash on 270 south before you get to the exit from Montrose. That's in the main line's left lane. And the local lane's crash near Falls Road blocks the right lane. No problems reported on Maryland's 95. Oh, 29, just in case you hadn't heard. Everything's been reopened for quite some time now. 29 from yesterday's problems through Burtonsville. You're good to go down through White Oak and down to Four Corners. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief, this fast-acting foam. Can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid or at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Run through in the next couple of days with temperatures coming down. Fronts on the march, but not much punch with storms as they come on through this afternoon and this evening. Isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Sunshine with some patchy fog this morning. Clouds will try to build later. 90. 71 tonight. Maybe a stray shower. Maybe a thunderstorm early. And then clouds will get way to sunshine tomorrow. Beautiful day with a northwest breeze. 82. Sunshine middle 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees. 727 on WMAL. Oh, it's all about the money. Virginia's Planned Parenthood affiliate plans to spend $3 million this year to help elect Democrat Ralph Northam as the state's governor.
I'm confused. How can that possibly be? Because I thought that if we don't fund Planned Parenthood, women are going to die. So how could they possibly have $3 million to do that?
They're so powerful.
Because won't women die? Won't women die if they don't use this money for them?
Yes, that's $3 million worth of women that are going to die now because of Planned Parenthood not participating in saving them. The organization's Virginia PAC, working with Northam, plans to deploy canvassers to knock on 300,000 doors and send mailers to 400,000 homes and run some digital and radio ads. So Ralph Northam, with the support of Planned Parenthood, despite the Democratic Party's push to go towards jobs. So we'll see how that's going. 6:28 now, or 7:28 rather, on WMAL.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-916-2858. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-916-2858. That's 1-800-916-2858. 1-800-916-2858.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to autoairbagsettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's autoairbagsettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Well, the president of the United States was back in his element last night as he went to West Virginia, held a big rally, convinced the state's governor to switch parties. Very, very busy night for the president of the United States. Some interesting and hilarious audio coming up. It's 7:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. Thunderstorms that brought significant rain and strong winds caused some scattered damage across the region yesterday and last night. Some trees and branches came down. So did some power lines. Thousands lost power at some point during the storms. We're learning more about the grand jury impaneled by Special Counsel Robert Mueller and the investigation into potential coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia.
The subpoenas that have gone out, and there's a number of them from what we gather, include not only a request for documents, but also a request for testimony. And that's a big deal because it means that these investigators are moving beyond just the stage of gathering facts. They want to hear what happened in that Don Jr. meeting.
Correspondent Evan Perez. A former elementary school teacher in Montgomery County is facing sentencing today after being convicted of child sexual abuse charges involving inappropriate touching of a number of students. 50-year-old John Vigna was convicted in June on 4 counts of sex abuse of a minor and 5 counts of third-degree sex offense. Donald Trump's election victory appears to have been bad news for America's gun industry, which is reporting plunging sales.
Gun makers favored the election of President Trump, as did the NRA, but fears of a Hillary Clinton win caused many consumers to stock up on guns and ammo before she could seek tighter gun control. When she didn't win, gun sales began dropping the next day.
Correspondent Joe Ramsey. In one of the first public demonstrations of support for Ed Gillespie from the Trump administration, Vice President Mike Pence is now scheduled to come to Richmond in a couple of weeks to help Gillespie raise money for his campaign for governor. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,026, the NASDAQ at 6340. Sports, the Tigers end the Orioles winning streak. The Nats had the night off. They meet the Cubs in Chicago this afternoon. WNBA, the Mystics are in San Antonio tonight, and the Cowboys win the NFL Hall of Fame game. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision making. They're just habits, things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Bray and Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top name appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Bray and Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Virginia's Energy Star tax-free holiday is going on now, and Bray and Scarf is ready to offer you savings on top of savings. Like a GE washer for just $4.99. That's $150 off with no sales tax. Or a GE French door refrigerator for just $19.99. Save $800 and pay no sales tax. Shop any of Bray and Scarf's Virginia locations during the tax-free weekend and Sunday.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Did you know that each year several pounds of dirt, dust, and dander can accumulate in your carpets? Yeah, that's right. I said pounds. Listen, carpets are the largest air filter in your home, and they need to be professionally cleaned at least once a year. So take my advice. Have the pros at Zero Res clean your carpets. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old, dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Stains, pet odors, and allergens will be removed, and a Zero Res clean dries in just a few hours. Stop being embarrassed when friends visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. No carpets, no problem. Zero Res can also deep clean hardwoods, laminate, tile, and grout surfaces too. Call Zero Res right now and ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time, get 25% off any area rug cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdc.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Are those the magic hats?
Yes, sir. That's the official 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo and everything.
Does it make you happy?
Very happy.
Will it make me happy?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear.
What?
Point at something you wish would disappear.
How about all of that?
Look at this place. I feel amazing.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
If you're looking at your monthly financial statement and wondering what you're paying for, you're not in a true wealth management relationship. Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein from the Wise Investor Group. We give you all the investment and financial planning guidance you need and when you need it. For a collaborative financial partner who keeps your bottom line in mind, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270. That's where we've had some problems this morning. Not out of Frederick. In fact, that's been lighter than normal as you head down toward Germantown and Gaithersburg. It's once you get to 370 and into Rockville where we're jammed. Had the multi-car crash. Cleanup continues. 270 south near Montrose Road. That was along the left side. And then in the local lanes near Falls Road, crash was in the right lane. So that's why we're hung up in that stretch. Beyond on the 270 spur, that delay is cleared out heading past River Road. Top side of the Beltway between New Hampshire Avenue and Colesville Road, stop and go, but that is better than the norm. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50 in good shape this morning. Through Chevrolet, Riverdale, that's been quiet. In on New York Avenue now, I'm watching delays form just as you approach light of Bladensburg Road. We're quiet on the southeast, southwest freeway in Georgetown, M Street eastbound. After you pass Wisconsin Avenue at 31st Street, still watch for the crash, but you can get through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chance is pretty low on this Friday. Patchy fog around this morning, otherwise sunshine. Sun and clouds this afternoon may pop up a shower. Maybe a thunderstorm on a south breeze, 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Vienna, 67 in Beltsville, 75 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, Del Wilbur from the Wall Street Journal. He's the guy who broke the news about the grand jury being impaneled, investigating Russia and the President of the United States. 8:35, we'll also be joined by Grover Norquist to talk about tax reform and the Republican Party's newfound obsession with vaping. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Connays alongside Mary Walter.
And yesterday, President Trump was in West Virginia for a rally and for what he promised would be a big announcement. Big announcement coming up. So I'm going to West Virginia. And people waited in line for hours to get into this thing. It was packed, and there were even people standing outside just listening to what was going on inside because everyone wanted to hear the big announcement. Well, West Virginia Governor James C. Justice II came on stage and gave a little bit of a speech. Just go with it as, in case you missed it, we're going to start where he starts and we're going to go down. He talks about, he's a Democrat, and he talks about the Democrat Party.
West Virginia, at the altar, when we had it done, like it or not like it, but the Democrats walked away from me. Today, I will tell you with lots of prayers and lots of thinking. Today, I'll tell you as West Virginians, I can't help you anymore being a Democrat governor.
Yes, continue.
Tomorrow, I will be changing my registration.
listen to Republicans.
And of course, the crowd went absolutely insane.
And the crowd goes wild.
And the crowd. Now, here's the thing, though. This guy had been an independent, and in 2015, then he became a Republican. And then in 2015, he changed his party's registration from Republican to Democrat. So, and the guy is, this guy, worth $1.6 billion. He is the only billionaire in Virginia, and his family made his money in the coal business. So it makes a lot of sense that he would be a Trump supporter. He is the governor of coal country. And remember, Hillary Clinton came into coal country, I believe she was in either Kentucky or West Virginia, when she told coal miners that I'm going to put you out of business. How can you, as a governor, stand there and support Hillary Clinton when you're like, you know, you're family grew its money on coal mining, and a majority, a majority of coal miners live in your state.
Mm-hmm. Also, it helps that President Trump won the state by 42 points.
Exactly.
So maybe, I don't know, the party of choice in that state should probably be Republican if you'd like to, you know, keep doing it.
But Justice, he refused to endorse Hillary Clinton, but he defeated his Republican opponent when he ran for governor by 7 points. That's pretty good. It wasn't a squeaker. He won by 7 points. So he announces last night that as of today, he is going to be a Republican. Now, as I said, he was an independent and then he was a Republican. He had one of the best lines of the night about his parents.
My mom and dad were staunch lovers of Ronald Reagan, staunch Republicans. My mom and dad are no question in my mind in heaven right now, and they're both saying the same thing, but my mom is saying it more profoundly, and that is she's saying, Jimmy, it's about damn time you came to your senses.
So that was that. Now, President Trump was there. People were there to hear President Trump speak. And President Trump did something. He addressed the Russia investigation and this Russia story that is just going on and on and on. And I want to start with what he did there. And what he morphed it into was actually very brilliant. And Vince, you brought this up. So here's President Trump introducing, talking about the Russian story.
The reason why Democrats only talk about the totally made-up Russia story is because they have no message, no agenda, and no vision.
And he goes on and calls it what it is. It's a way for them to blame Hillary losing.
The Russia story is a total fabrication. It's just an excuse for the greatest loss in the history of American politics. That's all it is.
Which is true, right? When did we first hear about Russia? We first heard about Russia within 24 hours of Hillary Clinton losing the election. It's amazing. And everyone came out with that story almost in unison. It's almost as if, I don't know, talking points went out about it.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was fake news. It was Russia. It was WikiLeaks. It was everything else. It wasn't Hillary Clinton. We just heard, like a week ago, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi finally say out loud for the first time, it might have been Hillary.
Yeah, it might have been her. Yeah.
Maybe she was the problem.
Now he starts to pivot, and he starts to talk about Hillary and Russia and the crime that they should be looking at.
What the prosecutors should be looking at are Hillary Clinton's 33,000 deleted emails.
Followed by a sustained chance of lock her up, by the way.
Yes, yes. But what he pivoted to was, as Vince, you pointed this out earlier, and it's brilliant. It's a brilliant observation, is that he pivots to this point, and this is what the Republicans should have been pounding all along. He talks about the Russians' involvement in the campaign.
Most people know there were no Russians in our campaign. There never were. We didn't win because of Russia. We won because of you. That I can tell you.
So brilliant, right?
That pivot, that explanation is important for the president. Here's why. This isn't about necessarily, this is in part about undermining President Trump, but importantly, he needs to make his voters realize this is about undermining them.
Yes.
And their choice and their election and who they voted for. This is undermining them, saying, you're not the reason President Trump is in office. It was the Russian government. That's the play, and that's why it's important that President Trump highlights that, because he needs to rally this kind of support.
And he did a great job, and he even took it and flat out said it.
They can't beat us at the voting booths. So they're trying to cheat you out of the future and the future that you want. They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want with a fake story that is demeaning to all of us, and most importantly, demeaning to our country and demeaning to our Constitution.
Brilliant. They're trying to cheat you.
Go back to when he accepted the nomination of the Republican Party at the convention. What did he say? I am your voice. That was the president of the United States speaking on behalf of his base. When he speaks on behalf of himself, it doesn't work. When he speaks on behalf of the country and the people who elected him, it's very effective, and he should stick to that tact.
I hope he does. It is 744 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Fairfax or Thursday in Bethesda. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still struggling a bit here in Rockville on 270, and that's due to the multi-car crash. Cleanup continues 270 south as you approach Montrose Road. And you're thinking, nothing really looks blocked here, but a lot going on. And from time to time, the left lane blocked with tow trucks there. On the local lanes at Falls Road, that's where I had the crash. That was along the right side trying to get that to the shoulder. No problems down to the Beltway. If you're on 29, Georgia Avenue, that looks good. Rockville Pike, Connecticut Avenue, nice light volume on our Friday morning during the summer. To the Wilson Bridge, we're backing near St. Barnabas Road, 395 heaviest through Landmark, briefly across the 14th Street Bridge and into Georgetown. Let me talk about the crash on M Street. Crews are still there, still see some activity, but you are able to get through on M Street eastbound after Wisconsin Avenue at 31st Street. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good-looking weather coming in for the upcoming weekend. Today, not so bad. Patchy fog and spots this morning. Most of us mainly clear. And we'll roll through the day with sunshine. Some afternoon clouds will billow up. And so with the billowing, maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm. No widespread rain, 90. Chance of a shower, thunderstorm early tonight, then clearing, 82. And there'll be a clear sky as we head on through the morning hours. Maybe some clouds around. And then sunshine, 82 in the afternoon. Sunshine in middle 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Thanks, Ray. We'll keep an eye out for that billowing. 76 now in the nation's capital, 746.
Hi, my name is what? My name is what? My name is
what's in a name?
My name is
Dunkin' Donuts is thinking about changing theirs.
What?
Have you ever been to Boston, by the way? Every three stores, I think, is a Dunkin' Donuts.
In most of the Northeast, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Dunkin' Donuts.
No, in Boston, you can toss a donut like a Frisbee and hit another Dunkin' Donuts from a Dunkin' Donuts.
It's heaven.
A new location of the chain in Pasadena, California, is simply being called Dunkin'. It's a move that the parent company, Dunkin' Brands, is calling a test. The Canton, Massachusetts-based company said Thursday that a few other stores will get the one-name treatment, too. And the trick here is the chain says it wants people to think of its stores as a destination for coffee, although it will still sell donuts. If there's anything that place has ever been known for, it's quite literally the donuts and the coffee. It's Dunkin'. And what are you dunking into? It's coffee, right? So the donuts and the coffee.
They even have a donut that is a Dunkin' donut. It's almost shaped like a Q, and you hold the donut by the little tail, and you dunk it in your coffee.
But they say the physical donuts are not going anywhere. Don't worry. It's just the name that they're considering changing, perhaps permanently across the country. But it does strike me that this is probably not the reason that they're explaining. It probably has more to do with the health kick, which is, over time, we've seen a lot of stores trend from being known as like fast food joints, high calorie joints, sugar joints, to more like we have trendier stuff. We've got healthier options. We've got better things for you as America increasingly finds itself not rolling through the drive-thru at McDonald's, right? So it's like they're trying to wrap all of this. This is my theory, but they're trying to wrap all this up and like, hey, it's not just about the donuts. Like, yeah, we got donuts, but like think of us as just a general food restaurant and drinks and things like that.
Nothing annoys me more than someone in front of me who's at the Dunkin' D. And I always called it the Dunkin' D. Someone who's there who was ordering breakfast sandwiches for the entire office. Those people seriously should be flogged. I can't stand that because all I want my coffee. That's all I just want an iced coffee or I want my coffee. Maybe a donut. I only get the donuts. Actually, my donut season is coming up.
Your donut season?
I have a donut season. I do.
Is this like hibernation?
I know far more about Dunkin' Donuts than any human being should know.
Season. What does that mean?
It means that the pumpkin donuts and muffins are coming out shortly. And their pumpkin donuts are to die for, and so are the pumpkin muffins. And I know which Dunkin' Donuts locations put the icing on top of the pumpkin muffins and which ones don't.
Wow.
I do.
You track it that closely?
I know more about the Dunkin' D than anyone should know.
You're like the Yelp of pumpkin-flavored donuts.
Uh-huh.
Like,
uh-huh.
Just anything you need to know, you just go to Mary, and she'll tell you exactly where that's working.
Yeah, so I'm coming into pumpkin season. I'm very excited.
Are you a pumpkin spice latte person?
No, I do not like pumpkin-flavored drinks. I don't like pumpkin beer, pumpkin coffee, pumpkin creamer, none of that. But food, I'm down.
Speaking of pumpkin, you've turned me on to the fact that there's something called a pumpkin Pop-Tart.
Oh, they're so good.
I had no idea there was a variety
of limited,
that.
Limited edition. And you have to heat them up. You can't eat them cold. You got to heat them. You got to put them in the toaster.
Where are you on pumpkin pie?
Love pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin bread.
Yes. Pumpkin gnocchi, yes.
Jack-o'-lanterns.
Pumpkin ravioli, yes. Pumpkin soup, yes. But beer or anything like that, no. Pumpkin coffee, no.
Pumpkin ravioli, good one.
Good, those are good.
No, that's a good idea. Huh. Anyway, so Dunkin' Donuts considering dropping Dunkin', upsetting the masses.
No, Dunkin' dropping donuts.
Oh, sorry, donuts, rather. Let's see, Mike's handing me something here. Toasted pumpkin seeds.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
That got a half yes from Mary. Some people love those. So, Dunkin' Donuts, considering dropping the donuts part of their name, don't do it. Just keep it, all right? We know what you're about. We love for you to stay that way. And if we're interested in donuts, we'd like to go to the place with the word donuts in the name. That's why we're going.
No one's going to mistake them for a health food restaurant anytime in the near future.
Look, America might run on Dunkin', but Dunkin' is running from donuts. That's the problem.
No!
Sorry, I'm sorry to report. So for now, it's that. Krispy Kreme has never had this problem, though. They're just Krispy Kreme.
Well, they don't have donuts in their name, see, so it's okay.
7:51 now on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and now that summer's here, there's nothing more peaceful than sleeping with the windows open, listening to the sounds of nature, until you start to hear snoring from your bed partner. Snoring is often caused by sleep apnea, a dangerous condition where you stop breathing during the night. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. If you or your partner can't get relief from CPAP, now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option called Inspire. Inspire works inside your body by delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. You simply turn the therapy on before bed and then off when you wake up. Inspire is FDA approved and is currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Tax deadline just passed, but you didn't file again. Or maybe you filed and now you owe money you can't pay. Now what? Don't call the IRS on your own. Call the pros at Rush Tax Resolution. The IRS can kill you with outrageous penalties and interest. They're the only ones I recommend. I love hearing about all the listeners who have taken my advice and now their IRS problems are solved. One listener owed $1.1 million and Rush settled for less than $5,900. $5,900! Another owed $90,000 and Rush settled for $100. If you own a business and are behind on payroll taxes, the IRS has the power to shut you down. But Rush Tax can protect you and your business today. They have an incredible zero complaint history and are A-rated with the BBB. Call 855-IRS-CALL and Rush Tax will send you a free report. The 7 secrets the IRS doesn't want you to know. 855-477-2255. 855-IRS-CALL or RushTaxResolution.com.
7:53. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with Tanya Hansen at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning. Stock futures are pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. The July unemployment report is due out in about a half an hour from now. It's expected to show 180,000 new jobs. The unemployment rate is expected to drop and average hourly earnings are forecast to increase. Small business sentiment on hiring is near an 18-year high. The National Federation of Independent Business data shows small business owners who planned to add jobs in July exceeded those who planned to cut workers by 19 percentage points. That's the strongest reading since December 1999. Newell Brands, known for Papermate and Sharpie, reporting quarterly results this morning that matched earnings and beat revenue estimates. The consumer goods company also raised its full-year sales forecast. Yelp shares are jumping in the pre-market. The company is selling its Eat24 food ordering business to Grubhub for $287 million. That's more than double what Yelp paid for the business in 2015. Dunkin' Donuts is testing out a possible name change, leaving out the donut part. A new location in Pasadena, California will simply be called Dunkin'. I'm Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer in any economy, but are you? Today's economy is filled with opportunities if you understand the new rules of money. You're invited to attend a free Rich Dad Education financial workshop coming to this area. That's right, it's free. Take the first step towards financial freedom for you and your family. This totally free workshop is based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. At this free workshop, we will introduce you to strategies on how to get out of the rat race and become financially free in any economy, and why saving money will never make you rich. You will also discover real strategies that can lead you to financial freedom.
Register now to attend a free Rich Dad Real Estate Workshop in the Washington, D.C. area August 2nd through the 5th. Go to richdaddc.com or call 800-335-9687. That's 800-335-9687. You'll receive a free property toolkit just for attending, plus online access to the Legacy Series. Seats are filling up for our Washington, D.C. area real estate workshops. Take the time now to register at richdaddc.com or call 800-335-9687 and reserve your seat today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update is now sponsored by Spot Hero 270. That's where we've been busy this morning, in Rockville mostly. So once you head out of the Gaithersburg, keep alert up ahead. We had the multi-car crash on 270 South before you get to Montrose Road along the left side. Tow trucks there, and from time to time, they need to block that left lane. Also in the local lanes near Falls Road, that's where crews were dealing with the crash right side. Now, here we go on 66. We had been uneventful until we have this accident activity. I'm looking at it in the traffic cameras. VDOT truck just rolling up to the scene here. 66 East at 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. For now, everything is on the shoulder, but there's no fire and rescue or ambulance there yet. So keep alert. Stay to the right. 66 East in Fair Oaks. Oh, they're stopping traffic right now as they walk across the two left lane for blocking up the two left lane, 66 in Fair Oaks. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sunshine, a few clouds will come in this afternoon. We may see some patchy fog early. And just a passing shower thunderstorm as we go through later today, up near 90. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 7:57 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. I look forward to the Media Research Center's gala every year, but this year I'm really excited. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary, so they're rolling out their best show ever. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, plus Brigitte Gabrielle, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, gathering in Washington on September 21st for a night of great fun at the expense of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. mrc.org/gala.
Hear that? That's the sound of a new Mercedes-Benz. Maybe even yours. Come to MGM National Harbor and enter the Choose Your Ride giveaway. Join M Life Rewards and play for a chance to win your share of $350,000 in prizes, including a new Mercedes-Benz convertible, sedan, or SUV. Final grand prize drawing August 27th. MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
today.
You have a honey-do list longer than your arm. Your significant other keeps interrupting you while you're watching your favorite team play on TV. Your to-do list is turned into your to-don't-wanna list. The solution? Download the Tackle app. That's T-A-K-L. With Tackle, you'll find providers for all the small odds and ends type chores you just don't want to do yourself. The Tackle app gives you more freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to worry about the never-ending to-do list again. It's a beautiful thing. 95% of the service providers on Tackle are 5-star rated, and all of them are background-checked and offer pre-priced quotes on all the stuff you either can't do or really don't want to break a sweat over. Need junk cleared from around the house? Get it tackled. Hang the big screen TV? Tackled. Fix the squeaky ceiling fan? Consider it tackled, along with any other small job or chore you can think of. Win your weekends back and do what you want to do. Find providers who are eager and ready to do the stuff you'd rather not. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400.
Gonna be a good, good day.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, we got some interviews coming up for you on Mornings on the Mall.
Yes, Del Wilber from the Wall Street Journal will be joining us. He is the one who broke this story that there is actually a grand jury impaneled in the Russia probe.
Impaneled. I've never heard that word used so many times in 24 hours. Impaneled. Meanwhile.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.